Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
We are about to have kickoff here. Mark Carroll and Mark Geyer join me in commentary, but we're going to kick off, so we'll come to pitch and introduce the guys very shortly. Kickoff almost goes dead on the full, and Manly received the ball off the kickoff here through the Triple M network, through Newcastle, Triple M Dubbo, Bundaberg, and beautiful Orange. You're on the app. We welcome you all in. Mark Geyer, welcome to you. I've been with you every day this week.
Yeah, g'day, Maroon. G'day, Spud. G'day, everyone listening. Well, we just heard a great game on Triple M before this between the Storm and the Raiders. The competition has been flipped on its head, with the Raiders now beating the Storm. Means that the Storm and Roosters will not play in the grand final.
Spud, welcome to you too, mate.
Mate, great back to be back at Brookvale, otherwise known as Lante Lamb. But what a win by the Raiders.
Fantastic.
Well, they get a home game now to play for the grand final, but we'll get a chance to talk about that maybe at halftime. Coruscant goes right side, gets the pass on to Walker. Walker puts the kick in, and it sits up now for the Sharkies. And Dugan will take the tackle now about 12 metres out from his own line. We've got Brent Reed on the sideline too, so when we get a chance, I apologise. Everybody are a bit rushed. The NRL finished one game and threw us straight into another one. Let's go down to the sideline now, Brent Reed.
Yeah, hello, guys. Beautiful, great atmosphere down here. Great, obviously, a full house here at Brookie and a fantastic surface for footy. So hopefully we see a cracking game.
All right, Brayley gets in a dummy half and then gets the pass away to Gallen. And Gallen, could this be his last game in the NRL? 22 metres, his own side of the halfway line. He'll get up and play it back to Brayley again. And Brayley then goes away to Fifita, who I might add started the game. And he'll play at 15, his own side of the halfway. It's the last tackle, Brayley. And then Johnson. And Johnson puts an almighty kick downtown. Elliott gets under it, right in the breadbasket. Brings it back to the 20 and then to the 30 before eventually Britton Nakora pulls him down 28 metres out. Who do you tip for this one tonight, Spud?
What are your home crowd, Manly? I think we've got a capacity crowd here tonight. And I hope for the boys to get on the back of that.
What about you, MG?
Oh, look, I just think they're too depleted, Manly. They're wounded, but they're dangerous. But I think the Sharks are looking ominous after last week's great win over the Tigers at Leichhardt.
So whoever wins this one, of course, will play Souths next week as Triple M rocks the finals. But nil all. Coruscant out of dummy half. Now DCE comes out to Gajewski. He'll take the tackle right on the halfway line for Manly. And we've already clocked up 2 minutes and 20 seconds. Coruscant out of dummy half. DCE short side, then comes open to Adam Fanua-Blake. Fanua-Blake ricochets out of a tackle. Pryor stops him, but he's 15 metres inside the Sharks' end and 10 in from touch. And referee says that's tackle 5. He'll get up and play it back now. And DCE has it, gets the pass back to Dylan Walker from 40 out. He throws it along the line there, but eventually Waddell gets it and gets one more pass away. Changeover, says the referee. Parker gives the ball back to the Sharks. Down on the sideline, what about you, Reedy? Who do you like for this one?
Yeah, I'm with MG. I think the Sharks hit form at the right time. I think they might get a Manly side missing some of their big guns.
I'll tell you what, Manly do win. Daly Sherry Evans has to be man of the match and play a 10 out of 10.
That's his side, isn't it? Yep. That's the name up to though.
Yep.
Now it's the Sharks with the ball. About 10 metres their own side of the halfway line. Nil all. Just repeating. Raiders beat Melbourne earlier on. Brayley goes to Pryor. Pryor is hit with everything. And the tackler there was Gajewski. He'll get up and play it back 5, his own side of the halfway line to Brayley again. And then it comes across to Townsend to put a kick in. He finds a bit of space this time. And Elliott will have to play at it, will he? Yeah. In the in-goal area, Elliott gets back into the field of play. Gets out of one. Gets out of two. Almost gets out of a third. And then gets picked up by the scruff of the neck. And I think dragged almost back into the in-goal area. And they'll take the tackle in the field of play. But only just Manly this time. Look at this defence, boys. Dylan Walker, 1 metre in the field of play, plays it back to Coruscant, gives it to George Tafua, and Gorgeous George is going to take the tackle 8 metres out from the Manly line. Foregone nil all is the score. Frenetic pace, this one. Coruscant goes to Moses Sully, and Sully's going to take the tackle there of Graham, about 18 metres out from the Manly line, and played back to Coruscant. There we go, left to Fanua-Blake. Then he can't get the pass away and eventually takes the tackle about 20 his own side of the halfway line. It's the last Manly. Look at this defence. Coruscant, DCE from inside the 40, puts it downtown. Dugan picks it up, 30 out from his own line, and he starts to charge back. The loser of this game is, of course, out of the race for 2019. Played back to Johnson. Sent across now to Aaron Gray. who will play at about 8 metres, his own side of the halfway line. Haven't seen a lot of this bloke in the last few seasons. Brayley has it. Now it comes out to Townsend. Townsend finds Sasaya Fecky. Here goes Fecky in the Manly's end. And he'll get up and play it on tackle three. Back to Brayley again. Brayley goes out a dummy half and gets it away to Fifita. And Fifita puts the swat on. And eventually will take the tackle there of Jake Trbojevic. Played back to Brayley. Short side again to Johnson. Johnson's kick in behind to Fua. Down there is Elliott. But it's too deep. So it's a zero tackle, 20-metre restart. Nil all.
Semi-final time, Maroon. What about the pace of this game? We've been going 5 minutes. We haven't stopped. The intensity in the tackles is incredible to watch.
So here is the tap taken and given from Coruscant onto Tafua. Now, last 30 times these sides have played, Manly have won 21 times.
Especially here. The record is unbelievable in favour of Manly.
Of course, Manly finished season on 30 points in sixth. Sharks in seventh on 26 points. So, as I say, loser out. Coruscant, short side again. And this time it's Walker. And he'll take the tackle just inside Sharks out of the field on tackle three. Then Coruscant, then DCE, goes to Fanua Blake, turns, gets it back to DCE, throws one out to Sully. Sully's going to be taken by Fecky, and so to Townsend. And this time they trip him down, and he'll play it about 8 metres inside the Sharks end of the field. Coruscant again, and Fanua Blake this time. Out of one, straight over the top of Gallen. Knock on, though. He knocked it on in the process. So it's Sharks ball. There it is, Coach High Replay.
That's the old buck against the young stud. Fanua Blake, one of the up-and-coming front rowers of the competition.
Yeah, we've got six.
And one of the most improved front rowers in the comp. Ran over the top of Paul Gallen, but Gallen had the last laugh as his mate Pryor come in to dislodge the ball of Fanua Blake. Sharky's on the tack again with the ball here, just sort of halfway.
Nil all earlier on, Raiders 12, Melbourne 10. It's a very intimate crowd we're broadcasting to tonight, boys. It's Triple M Newcastle, Triple M Orange, Hit FM in Dubbo, the home of Allo and Pippa, and so too Triple M Bundaberg. So and
don't forget the Appy Coruscant.
The old Appy Coruscant, you might be listening. Let us know where you're listening at Triple M_NRL. In fact, let us know if anyone is listening. Here's Nakora, about 8 metres his own side of the halfway line. He'll get up and play it back to Morris. Now Johnson, and Johnson goes away to Gallen, and Gallen will turn and pass it back to Brayley, and Brayley will go inside Manly territory, and he'll play it right on the halfway line, and that's where he'll get up and play it back to Johnson, and this time for Fita. Nil all, Beaumont Tile scoreboard, Sharks Manly, the old rivals. Getting up to play it back, and Fafita gets a penalty. Let's go down to the sideline, Brett Reid.
Well, I don't think he's got a penalty. I think they've really lost
him. Oh, he's knocked it on.
I'll tell you what, he dead said should have got a penalty. There was a hand in there for sure.
Well, I thought it was a penalty. That's why I said it looked like a penalty for Mindspud. Carroll, you've been pretty quiet tonight, old boy.
Yeah, a little bit quiet, mate. That's a loose carry. Like, it does me head in when these blokes try and get a penalty out of a loose carry. Hold the ball like gold. Don't drop it.
That's exactly right, Spud. Exactly right. If you're running the ball, we've got tired of young blokes to hold the ball with two hands.
Yeah.
As soon as you take the ball out of two hands and hold it in one, I believe it's the defensive right to do what they want with it.
Manly have it. Nil all is the score. Coruscant, Walker, Parker. Oh, I thought Gal might have got him high. And he'll play it just 1 metre inside Shark's end. Plays it back to Coruscant again. And now it comes across to this kid we've been talking about all week. Young Kepi, who you know through the Parramatta system, Spud.
Yeah, I've been working with him the last few weeks, and I did his jersey presentation last week for his debut. He's now starting at number 10, couldn't be prouder.
21 metres out, the ball's going to be played back now to Elliott. Elliott makes it, only 12 metres out from the Shark. He's won. But 9 minutes gone, nil all on the Beaumont Tile scoreboard. Coruscant's in there again at dummy half. DCE has it, gets it back to Fanua Blake. Look at Big Adwa 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 Blake. Look at. Well, they stop him 5 metres out. The crowd's going to go. Coruscant with a dummy half. Goes on his own. I think he's gone over. Coruscant's gone out of dummy half. Referee's going to send it upstairs for a Coates Hire replay. A Coates Hire replay. A possible try, Manly.
If we don't have a grounding, MG. I've got a penalty for Peter not being at marker and not being on side, mate, okay?
That was a bit too easy, wasn't it? For a team that are supposed to be a ragtag bunch put together. Abby Corris has to try every day of the week.
Why can't the referee say it was a try for MG going back to the square? He's right there. His head's right there.
Yeah, he's right there.
We're going to give a big bonus for Noah Blake. Quick play of the ball allows the carousel to come out of dummy half. As I was going to say this before it all started, Manly needed to score first to get this crowd electric. As you can see by the crowd, they're going ballistic at the moment.
What do you reckon? 18,000, 17,000 here?
Well,
it's packed.
Our friend Cuzzo from Manly came in earlier and said the record, well, the record this year is 15,000.
Oh, okay.
That's the record this year, 15,000.
Well, I don't think there's much more than that, then. You can't fit another soul in here.
It just shows you how tough they are. They're not worried about asbestos. They're here.
Manly go in right under the posts. Reuben Garrick about to add the extras. What an explosive start for Sea Eagles. The home side lead 4-0 on the Beaumont Tiles scoreboard. No, wait. Make that 6-0 on the Beaumont Tiles scoreboard. Brent Reid on the sideline.
Credit goes to Adam Fanua Blakeman. He's obviously without Marty Tapau tonight. He can see he's picking out Paul Gallen. He's running him a couple of times already. He wants to take on the big fella.
That's a good pick-up, Reedy. He has. He's made it personal. And Fanua Blake is in fantastic form. He's such a young bloke, and he's had a checkered start to his NRL career, but when he's on his game, man, I don't think there's any better front rower in the competition.
6-0, Manly lead the Sharks. Expert comments there, Mark Geyer, Mark Carroll, and Brent the beautiful man Reid. As Dugan gets us underway again, keep those tweets coming in at MMM_NRL. Mac is listening in Dubbo. He says, hi, guys, I'm listening to you blokes while I have a couple of cones. Well, it's a bit late for ice cream. It's a bit late for ice cream, Macca. But as long as it's working for you, old mate, Coruscant gets it back to Adam Fanua Blake. And Fanua Blake will play at 15 metres out of
Dugan. Would that be a Mr. Whippy truck? You reckon? Mr. Whippy, yeah.
Is there a Mr. Whippy in Dubbo?
Oh, of course there is.
And he'll 10 metres out. He'll get up and play it back now to Appy Coruscant again. This time, Grabojevic. Manly 6, Sharks 0. Is it the final game for Paul Gallack? And now Manly get a penalty. Manly get a penalty, 20 out from their own line.
It's been a great start by Fanua Blake. As you said, MG, no Kapau tonight. He's got to take the mantle up front. Certainly doing that, but especially Kepi's doing really well for young Blake. For his first game starting, doing the kickoff return, absolutely brilliant.
I love that run. That's a courage run.
Now the ball is tapped and sent back across now for Waddell to take the tackle just inside Sharks' end. They lead 6-0, Manly. Coruscant, this time Parker. And Parker makes good yards too. Hits the line hard. 15 metres inside the Sharks' end. Gets up and plays it back. It comes back across now for Waddell. He puts a little step on. And he'll play it 29 metres out. It's been all Manly. It's been all Manly the opening 11 minutes of this game. Now Coruscant. Now Walker, and left we go to DCE, and he's got the pass away then under Gazewski, and it's only 10 metres out from the Sharks' line. Oh, they're napping the Sharky. Coruscant, DCE, Moses Sully, he's flying over for another try. He dives in, and Manly go ahead, 10 points to nil. Matty Chechen points the spot. Moses Sully ran out of that like a torpedo.
But he's supposed to be the whole maroon. That's it. What about the play by Cherry? We spoke about it earlier. He's got to take control of this side. Great ball playing. But see, that's how you run to a ball. Run from the back fence. The ball beforehand. Outstanding to Gazewski. Outstanding. But quick play. The ball. Look at this pass here. Across the ball. That's how you run, mate.
That's a bad, bad, poor read here from the... I'm just going to see who that Sharky player was. I think it was young Sherry out here on the left. Yeah, it is. He didn't have to go in. He was watching Cherry Evans instead of the man who was supposed to tackle, which was Sully, who hit the goal, hit the hole, which is biggest Sydney heads. All you do is dive over the ball on the southern end. Have we got an upset on our hands? My goodness, what a start for the Manly Sea Eagles.
Yeah, I'm thinking about Paul Gallen. Is it his last game in the NRL at Brookvale Oval?
Wow.
Well. Having a little bit of trouble with our stats here, but Manly have had 68% of possession and completed 6 sets to the Sharks 3. It's been all Manly on the Beaumont Tiles scoreboard. Triple M NRL thanks to Ream, installer Ream.
It's an ambush.
And so too Macca's, where you can get what I always get on the way home from the footy, a double fillet of fish.
Oh, how good the fillet of fish.
Oh, you can't beat them. They're a very underrated part of the Macca's menu, the fillet of fish.
The best thing about that, mate, is the bun. How soft.
I love a good soft bun.
Oh, you can't beat a nice soft bun.
Here's Garrick now, 10 metres in from touch and 22 metres back. Some say you've got nice soft buns. But I'd say they're more firm than soft. Here's Garrick, kicks it, comes around, looks nice, hits it perfectly. And Manly lead the Sharks 12-0 on the Beaumont Tiles scoreboard. Here is Brent the Beautiful Reid down on the sideline.
Well, I'll tell you what, talking about soft punts, I'll tell you what's soft tonight, the Cronulla defence. What about those two tries? I mean, they couldn't have been any easier for Manly. Cronulla are going to start aiming up, or they'll get belted here.
Yeah, they've come into this game with the mindset that we're playing against the depleted team, and sometimes your psyche overtakes your ability. Tonight, the Sharks, you've got to do the work before you let this. The Manly are going to put a score in if they don't wake up.
It's one word. It's called complacency, MG.
12-0. They get underway again.
Even then, they had two blokes in front of the kicker, off the kickoff.
Tomorrow on Sunday, Triple M NRL, I'll tell you one of the topics will be...
A good run.
Leilua was hit in the eye with a firework during the opening ceremony at the Raiders-Melbourne game. Firecrackers,
that's,
MG.
Yeah, that's a first. I've been hit with an umbrella on the head, but never a cracker.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, it took me back to the days of the bloody bungers and the Tom Thump and the Catherine wheels. Now we go to Jake Trbojevic, Manly 12-0. And they'll play 18 their own side of the halfway line. Back to Appy Korosau in there. Down to Walker. Oh, Walker's opened him up this time. Oh, he can't get the pass away. Manly have had 80% of possession in the last 10 minutes of this game. Here's Adam Fanua Blake. He charges onto the ball. What's going on here? Manly 12, Sharks 0 on the Beaumont Tyres scoreboard. Last tackle. Korosau is there. Right side to DCE. 35 out. Up she comes. Through comes Gazetsky. Up they go. And it comes down to Dugan. And finally the Sharks get the ball.
I'll tell you what they're doing, Maroon. They're getting, they're running hard and holding the ball. It's a basic game. Just do your basics. That's Des Hasler. Do your basics, your defence comes into it, and you win the games.
And you know that Manly are fit. You know that any team that Des Hasler coaches are going to be fit.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, though, boys, we don't want to get carried away here. There's only 13 minutes gone, and I don't think Sharks have had the ball inside the opposition 30 as yet. And Fifita takes the tackle right on halfway here at Lotto Land, Brookvale Oval. Brayley, Townsend from the halfway kicks. Straight down to Elliott on the 10-metre line. He brings it back to the 20, and he's still going. And he gets a little pass away. Tafua. Tafua's away. Tafua's away. He's out. He's dropped the ball, Tafua. He's dropped the ball, Georgie Tafua, on the halfway line. Well, Manly are just smoking.
Well, thank God there for Josh Morrison, who's a Shark supporter, because he chased George all the way to the jungle. George, the jungle, watch out for that tree.
But he purposely hit that ball out, didn't he, MG? He chased and chased, but what I'm loving here, Maroon, Elliot last week was on the wing getting run over by the steamroller.
Yes.
He's now playing fullback. That's his position.
That's his spot, right.
Catch pass, hitting the ball at pace.
And that was, again, as Rudy mentioned before about the Sharkies' defence, that opened up like a knife through butter then. Luckily to have the ball in halfway on attack.
Brayley Johnson, Johnson Nakora, Manly 12, Sharks 0, 15 gone at Triple M underscore NRL. Bob the Baker says he's listening to us in Dubbo. Thank you, Bob.
And there is a Mr. Whippy there, he said.
And there is a Mr. Whippy in Dubbo.
Yeah.
There's one here too on the hill. I'm going to get a double vanilla on the way out.
With a flake.
Brayley now goes across now to Townsend. And Fifita, I haven't got that much money for a flake. Now Fifita away at 19 metres inside Manly's end. Gets up and plays it back to Brayley. Goes across now to Johnson. Johnson in a corner. Can I take it down the shop and get... Or can I take it home and put my own flake in it and save a bit of money?
You don't pay here with Spud with you.
I think he likes me, this
bloke. He's the Prince Spud of Brookvale.
Here's Gallen now, 20 metres out. It's the last tackle for the Gal man. Last tackle, Sharky's Brayley. Right side, Johnson. Johnson puts a kick in. In goal, too big.
He's off tonight, Johnson.
Zero tackle, 20-metre restart.
That's the second set of six that they've given away. Seven tackle set for Manly.
And down on the sideline there is that beautiful man, Brent Reid.
Funny, we spoke to Sean Johnson this week about this game and this final series, and he said, is this going to define you? He said, this is what people remember, the way of playing these big games. Well, he hasn't started well tonight. He's having a shocker, Sean Johnson.
Geez, you're a half glass, half empty tonight, Reedy. Come on, mate. High tackle there on Waddell, I thought. 10 their own side of halfway. Korosau, Fanua Blake, Walker, ZCE, Moses Sully in a bit of space. Moses gets the pass away. Now he does, and he hangs on and gets up and goes again. Moses, he's still going, Moses. Oh, he's a wrecking ball. 20 metres out from the Sharks line. He's on fire, this kid. Gazevsky at dummy half, DCE. Jake Trbojevic, taken by Proyer. Gives the pass back to DCE. Walker, right side. Gazevsky. Gazevsky puts a kick in. Garrick is there. Dugan! I think Dugan kicked it over the dead ball line, so it's a goal line dropout. Tyre power, shot clock goes on.
Well, we all know about Moses Suli's checkered career as well. He started with the Tigers, he went to the Bulldogs for a while, and He found a home over here at Manly, and apparently by all the reports, Desi Haslam's supposed got him on a diet that basically drops his own meals off to him, and he's looking in fantastic.
He's unbelievable, mate.
He's an athlete. He's looking great. He's playing like he's enthusiastic.
Yeah. But I don't know about that hairdo, boys.
No, that's a bad boy Bubby look.
There's the kickoff. It's 10 metres into Manly's end, the dropout, I should say.
Rev up.
And this is now Kempe took him on. And he'll play at 18 metres inside. Sharks end. A lotto land. And it's a blitzkrieg to Manly at the moment. It comes out to Fanua Blake. He turned to pass Big Adam, but he couldn't get it away.
I like that word, blitzkrieg.
22 metres out, gets up and play. Open hooks, politically correct. DCE goes left, Walker. Walker got a little ball away then on to Waddell. And Waddell's going to play a 10 out from the Sharks line. Now they come out right, they will here, Manly. And Corrissau, Walker. Walker goes on his own and gets it away to Fanua Blake, who's going to play at 8 metres out from the Sharks' line. What is this? Tackle four. And again, they're on the Sharkies' line. He'll get up and play it back now to Corrissau. Left side they go, Walker. Walker takes the tackle. He probably should have passed it. And they're five out. Last tackle, they're five out from the Sharks' line. Now the ball is left side. DCE puts a kick in. And I think Manly have got there first. I think this is going to be a try. I think this is going to be a try to Parker. I think this is a Manly try to Parker. Well, from here it looked okay, boys. Reacting by the crowd.
Yeah.
Wow. Manly are in again, it would seem. A try to Parker, the number three for Manly.
We've got the Manly kick chasers being onside.
Oh, no. I think he might have bobbled that on first glance. Let's have a look on the Kotai replay.
Yeah,
he's bobbled that. He's bobbled it. That could be a turning point.
That could be a Macca's moment right there. He seems to have dropped that ball. Parker, the Manly centre.
Yep.
Brad Parker.
What do you reckon, Spud?
Yeah, it looks a little bit of a knock on there. I was going to give a high regard to the kick there.
It was great, a great kick. Because you know why? It was Cherry Evans on the left-hand side of the field then.
Yep.
Or does he get that down, boys?
Don't you need to see.
Well, he said try on field.
Hair of some sort. A pubic hair on there or what?
Well, he might have had one in his hand there, Spud. I don't know.
Oh, no, he hasn't controlled that. That's
well, judging by the crowd now, I'd say it's no try.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, how many angles do you want to look at it from? Have you got a camera on the moon you can zoom down on it? Have you got a drone you can get over there? Fair dinkum. No, I'd like to get home at some point.
Maybe you see it from behind.
Oh, yeah, no. Fair dinkum. Now they're just taking the you-know-what. Yeah, I think he's dropped that, boys.
I reckon they're going to give it a try, the longer it goes. They're trying to find a reason.
The onside kick chase for Manly, bringing the ball down with downward pressure.
It's a
the
try.
On-field decision of try. Will be supported.
It's a try.
We have a decision.
Wow. Manly will take that.
Well, Manly now lead this game 16-0 on the Beaumont Tile scoreboard in 18 and a half minutes of football.
John Morris is boxes down from us. And
I'm sure the Sharks be thinking he has to go to OPSM, but it all comes down to the kick before Maroon. The other six, what's his name? Johnson, kicking a dead seven tackle set.
Yeah.
And the depth of kick from Cherry Evans, complete opposite, stays inside, try time.
At @MMNRL, keep your tweets coming in. Manly 16, Sharkies 0 on the Beaumont Tile scoreboard.
That's one of their instances where I think we've got a try and the referee on field doesn't make a decision. He just sends it up to the referee and says, I'm not sure. Because I think Maxwell then tried to back his man up on the field. That wasn't a try. He bobbled that.
Who's prepared to say Sharkies will win this game?
Not at the moment. No way, Jose.
From the sideline, here's Reuben Garrick. Dragons Jr. came to Manly. Lord knows the Dragons don't need any outside backs. There's Garrett. Hits it. Sweet. Sweet. And over she goes. Manly 18. Sharks 0 down on the sideline. Brett Reid.
You boys were talking about Moses Sully before and his diet. He gets that food sent in Jamarika by Desi and whoever it is who Desi gets to do it. But he allows himself a cheat meal after a good game. He goes to Macca's or KFC. Oh. He'll be smashing the McDonald's tonight, Moses Sully.
He'll have four double cheeseburgers.
This isn't a great story of Reuben Garrick. He was never the number one kicker here, but Cherry Evans went down with the syncytiosis, otherwise known as a sprained ankle. He took over and he's been outstanding. It was like a dart. Just throws him straight through the middle.
18-0 is the score as Triple M rocks the footy. That's Mark Carroll, Mark Geyer, and so too the man on the sideline there is Brent Reid. Thank you for joining us through Triple M in Orange, Bundaberg, so to Triple and to Hit FM in Dubbo and Triple M Newcastle. We welcome you all on board for this game tonight and via the Triple M app, or as me and MG like to call it, the Appy Coruscant.
Scored the first try tonight in honour of it.
Yeah. And the ball's played back. It comes across to the forward, Kepi, who'll take the tackle at Triple M underscore NRL. Ian says, Spud Carroll, I tried your diet of eating a chicken a day.
Yeah.
Too much chicken, he says.
I told you you're going to have some broccoli. That will pass it.
Oh, yeah.
Now the ball comes across now. Chicken and broccoli, knucklehead. Aren't you listening, Ian?
Broccolini. Yeah.
Now he'll get up and play back now to comes across now to Trbojevic. And then Walker. And then Walker tries to weave his magic. I've got to have a look at this. This possession stat.
Fafita and Pryor have been dragged by John Morris. His two starting front rowers have been dragged.
Latour's been so impressive with him, Dean. We were lucky enough to play with his dad, Steve Waddell. Unfortunately, he's now passed away. Corey Waddell, mate, his old man be cheering up there.
Oh, yeah.
So proud of his son. He's been unbelievable tonight.
Yeah, we all went to graduate the same year together.
We did.
85 and 86. And, you know, Waddy was one of our real good mates at Penrith in the lower grades. And when you see something like his son playing for Manly, who left Penrith to come and find an opportunity in another club, and he's been starring for Manly off the bench, and he gets his opportunity with a couple of injuries in the starting side in a semi-final, mind you.
Unbelievable.
It gives me goosebumps. Well done, young man.
Manly 18, Sharks 0 on the Beaumont Tile scoreboard. Earlier, the Raiders caused a boil over in Melbourne and beat Melbourne 12-10. If you look at the draw, that means now that Melbourne can't play the Roosters in the grand final.
That is great for the game.
Woods has the ball, 25 his own side of halfway. Next week, it will be Souths versus the winner of this game. Gallen has it. I still think it's too early to call.
I think it is too early to call because the Sharks haven't had any good ball, but their body language is down.
Townsend gets the ball in on the Cherry, and that's his first touch of the ball. And he's going to play at five his own side of the halfway, the little Cherry man. Gets up and plays it back to Brayley, who got it away to Gallen. And Gallen makes it to the halfway, and he's pulled down pretty much smack bang in the middle of Lotto land. Brayley again goes across then to the kick from Graham, and Graham's kick pulls up for Georgie Tafua to take it. 10 metres out, charges into him, and takes the tackle about 19 metres out from the Manly line. It's all Manly. Played back now, and they come across, and the ball is with Garrick, the winger. And the winger's going to play at 22, his own side of the halfway line. 10 of 12 sets completed, but the Sharks have only had the ball for 6 sets. Now Parker, taken by Nakora, gets up, plays it back to Coruscant. Coruscant sends it in field. We've already got some fresh men on the field for Manly. This is Lloyd Perrott. Played back then to come across from Elliott, the DCE, then Gajewski, who'll be taken tackle by Cherry just inside. Well, if Manly go in again here, you can fair dinkum shut the gates. Sully is there at dummy half, goes across to DCE, then to Walker. From the halfway line, he kicks Dylan Walker. Down she goes. Taken on the full for Dugan. Boys, do you think about the field goal now?
No. That means you're complacent. That means you're putting the game to bed. It's a long way from that.
All right. Townsend's in there. Gets it back to Sasaya Fecky. Manly offside for mine then, but the referee says they're okay. And getting up to play it back now to Brayley again. Goes across to Johnson, and then he got it away to Nakora. We can't get the internet in this box tonight. Fairdingham, it's like Varley Oval in Varel in here. Well, there's Brookvale Oval. If Fairdingham, the worst joint in Sydney to come to. You can't park. The box is as big as the inside of a small car.
We're filming a new commercial here. Oh, not so squeezy.
Yeah. We had to grease our arms up with Basso to get in here. Now the ball comes across from Johnson to Gallen. Is it going to be Gal's last game?
Why do you carry Vaseline with you all the time?
Well, I just carry it around. You just never know when you need it.
Yeah, your lips are always nice and shiny.
If your lips, yeah, that's right. Thank you for noticing, MG.
Wood.
28 metres out in centre field. Brayley comes left. Goes on his own, Brayley. This is as close as they've been, the Sharks, but they trail 18-0. Played back to Graham. Graham goes across to get the pass in onto Townsend. And he got it away to Williams. And Williams will take the tackle. About 12 metres out. Gets up. It comes across to Gallen now. It comes out along the line now for Graham. He gets it away to Cherry. He must score. And Cherry does. Finally, they go over. They go over the Sharkies. They're Cherry right. We're going upstairs, says the referee. We're going to have a look at it, says Matty Chechen.
I didn't look at the instruction.
I've got no try.
I've got no try.
Inside, Townsend.
Obstruction.
Yeah.
Looked a bit easy, didn't it?
Yeah.
Smart. Have a look here on the coach eye replay. He caught the ball and caught it. So what?
You've got to run through the line here. It's just
We've got no obstruction in the lead up. We've got a live ball to this point.
Yeah, this will be a try. Yeah.
This will be a try.
That's a try every day of the week.
Bronson Sherry grounds the ball and in goal. We have a decision.
So they're on the board, the Sharkies. Manly 18, Sharks 4 on the Beaumont Tiles scoreboard. And they finally get some ball. Well, as soon as they get some ball, Spud, they strike back.
Yeah, they certainly do, Marine. They had to be the next to score, didn't they? 18-0. And we're saying, who's going to score next? They've actually turned the screws. And a great long ball there. Out wide to Cherry. You can certainly find line, this kid. I thought there was a decoy runner here. Stopped in play. But as long as he went through the line, they won't pull that back. Probably a bad read from the outside man of the Manly side.
And here they come. Here they come. A couple back-to-back sets. And straight away, Wade Graham on the Bronson Sherry, who looks like the man most likely. But Manly, the tackle before this try, there was three in the tackle, and they backslammed the Sharks player with a signal of intent. That was just bad reading. Moses Hurley, he panicked a bit and ran inside when he didn't have to.
18 points to 4, and Bronson Sherry gets his first finals try in an NRL game. And they finally look like, well, they finally got the ball in the opposition 20.
Yeah,
it's also a good way to keep the crowd quiet.
Here's Sean Johnson now, 1 metre in from touch, 21 metres back. And he's just moving a bit of cable cord out of his way. That's probably your cord, Reedy. Fair dinkum, mate. Geez, you're getting slack. Reedy down there on the sideline.
I saw you moving some cable before the game, too.
I did have to do a little bit of cable work on the way in. It's why I called him to Maccas. Yeah. And also to get that newspaper that you're currently reading. Now, Johnson. He's moved a bit of cable. Is he going to kick this week or what?
Come on.
Here he comes, Johnson. From the sideline, it sweeps around. No goal. 18-4.
It takes that long to take a kick. Yeah,
I agree. It took way too long.
Down on the sideline, Brent Reed.
Yeah, outstanding ball there from Wade Graham. He's the man, I reckon, Cronulla to get back into this game. I think Wade Graham's got to get him back into it. He's such a good player, and that was a cracking pass to Bronson Cherry.
Yeah, it was only a couple of inches away from being an intercept to Reuben Garrick. That's how good the ball was, Reedy, from Wade.
A Triple M underscore NRL. God, this ice cream man is a beauty. Con, he's just sent up a tweet. What do you blokes want?
But now,
he's listening, so just say what you want, and he'll bring it up.
No, it's a double Kona.
A double Kona. What about you, Spud?
No, I just want a single cone with sprinkles.
All righty. And the ball comes across Williams. So that's the ice cream man here on the hill at Brookvale, Lotto Land. Old school style with the Mr. Whippy on the hill. Played back to Brayley, sends across to Woods. Woods gets it to Johnson. Johnson got it away to Nakora. And Nakora will play at 22, his own side of halfway. 18-4, Manly lead the Sharks. Brayley, Morris. Morris gets out of a tackle. This is better. This is better, boys. 10 their own side of halfway, Brayley and Woods. And Woods goes on his own. He had Gal riding shotgun, but he didn't get the pass away. Right on the halfway line, Sharkies getting up to play it back. And Brayley again now for Gallen. And Gallen goes on his own.
Good
tackle there. Who was that man? Wow. It was Coruscant. Coruscant chopped
him
down.
And Lloyd Perrin.
Played back then. Brayley goes to the short side for Johnson. This is a real test here for Elliott, who takes it in the field of play. And the chase is better this time. And he'll play at 5 metres in the field of play for Manly. 18 points to 4 on the Beaumont Tiles scoreboard. Now Tafua goes into Woods. Woods stops him with the help of Morris. And that's tackle 215 metres out. Gets up and plays it back to Coruscant. Coruscant gets it away to Parker. Parker is taken in a good tackle by Brayley. He's 20 metres out from the Manly line on tackle 3. Then Coruscant again. And then it goes across to Fanua Blake, who turns but can't get out of the tackle from Graham. Is there two of him on the field? He's everywhere. 20 metres, his own side of halfway. And plays it back then to Coruscant. And then it's a scrappy pass, but it's picked up there by Waddell. Well, they're just losing a little bit of their...
This is their worst set of the half, Manly. That was their worst set of the first 30 minutes.
Daly Cherry Evans' kick is taken by Dugan. And he'll play it 10 metres, his own side of the halfway line.
Yeah, you're right. I think Spuds made a good comment then. I think Manly are going to start trying to find the line. They're starting to walk a bit, get the scrum, get their breath back, reset, re-go.
12 to go. I mean, Woods has come off the bench. Fifita's been replaced. It's been a great inclusion so far. He always goes forward. He's always got an offload.
Now the ball is with Townsend. Played back to Brayley. Now this is Aaron Woods inside Manly's half, and he turns to pass. Vanua Blake's got him. So's Perrick. So he just throws a speculator back. It's picked up by Dugan. He gets it away to Townsend. Townsend straightens up. And he'll play it about 10 metres inside Manly's end of the field. 29 gone, 18-4 Manly. Brayley again goes left. Gets it away to Graham. Graham offloads to Dugan.
Ooh.
And Sully has him. But this is better. This is better from the Sharks. 20 metres out on tackle five. Brayley is there. Goes across to Townsend. Then for Johnson to kick up towards Tafua. Tafua gets under it. The chaser, I thought, might have been escorted off the ball, but the referee says it's okay. Tafua has it for Manly.
Yeah, boys have to rip in here, do the hard yards. Now, coming out, it's the hardest one, coming out from your own goal area.
Yeah, if I was the Sharks, I'd compress my defence and try and make Manly go wide. Try and put a big hit on to get a force an error.
Now played back to Corasau again, to Adam Fanua Blake. Of course, just repeating earlier on, Raiders have beaten Melbourne 12-10 in the final stages of that game in Melbourne at Amy Park. Balls come loose. This will be a knock-on Manly. Referee says no. No knock-on.
Off the leg.
10 their own side of halfway. In a dummy half is Elliott. Elliott on the last back to DCE, who kicks. Down the middle of the park it goes. It kicks up now to be taken there by Aaron Gray. Gray puts the step on.
Ooh,
and he's met by a wall of defenders 20 metres his own side of halfway. From the play, the ball. It goes out now to Morris, who will play at 12, his own side of halfway now for the Sharkies. And then Johnson again. Back now to Gallen. Gallen is taken by Gazevsky.
What a warhorse.
James.
Dominated early by the bigger Manly forwards, but he just keeps coming back for more.
Yeah.
Just keeps coming.
Now Woods got one little pass off there. And so the ball will be played by Williams. Back to Brayley, and then Sean Johnson puts a simple little kick in. Elliott almost made a mess of it, though.
Hold on.
Gets out of a tackle, Elliott. Goes across field, gets it away to Daly, Jerry Evans, and he gets out of the Graham tackle, and out of the Townsend tackle, and out of the Nakora tackle, but then they get him in the old Malachi crunch. 20 metres out from the Manly line. Back now to Tafua at dummy half. Here goes Georgie. He's got a play at 25, his own side of halfway. They tried to one-on-one steal there. Hamlin Ueli out there now for the Sharkies. Blade back now to Fainu. And we've got
Sipley
out there. Tafua Fowler Sipley goes across to Travojevic, who got the pass away then onto Perrott. And the big Sammy Perrott, driving slang for a ferret, plays it back now to Fainu. Gets it back to Jake Travojevic. You've heard the old saying, take the ferret for a run. Taking the Lloyd Perrott for a run. Dylan Walker puts a kick in. Dugan's back there to pick it up. 10 out from his own line.
What a game.
And he brings it back toward the 20. Gets out of a tackle. Still going. And let's go down to the sideline. Pretty boy Brent Reed.
Yeah, I reckon Manly just need to get to half-time and reset. They've just lost their way a little bit, haven't they? It looks as though Cronulla get another try before half-time. They're right back in this, I reckon.
100%.
Okay, look at this for a tweet. Mal. This is from Mal in Bundaberg. He says that Reedy just came up on the Fox League coverage. Does he get a spray tan before he sits on the sideline? Well, I don't know that he does. I'll ask him when we get a chance. It comes out now. Along the line, Townsend passed, and it's been knocked on by a Sharkies player in Graham. He rarely makes an error. Well, he did that time. Knock on, Wade Graham. Manly getting the ball inside Sharks half. That'll be a momentum changer.
Yeah, well, Aaron Woods, as Bud mentioned, he's the one providing all the second phase play. That time, Wade Graham didn't expect the ball. He thought it was going to go across his body as a face ball, and he hit him right square in the chest. I suppose Wade should have been ready for it, but I don't think he would have caught it anyway.
A little bit of a turning point in the game. We've got 8 minutes to go.
Yep.
Countdown the clock.
18-4 on the Beaumont Tile scoreboard. Manly lead the Sharks, in fact, 7 now till halftime. DCE, Fainu, Jake Trebojevic, of course, no Tom tonight, and no Marty Tapau, and no Joel Thompson, and no, I know I'm missing a couple. I've got
Curtis Sirenin,
of course, and
this goes on.
Paseka, the other one, yeah, 20 metres out from the Sharks line. They'll play it back now to Fainu, and Gee, it's nice to have this kid off
he's
the bench.
Good,
here's Elliott now. He goes up the middle, turns back to Jake Trbojevic. Left side they must go. Walker got a pass across there to Waddell. Waddell to Parker. Parker ducks under one. And he'll play it 5 metres out from the Sharks' line. It is tackle three. It is played back now to Waddell, who sends it across to Walker. Walker to Fainu. Fainu gets it to Perrott. Here he goes, big Perrott. Look at him go, the big fella. And it's stolen. Brayley's stolen. Six more. Right in front of the post. Manly six more. Fainu has it. It goes to Trbojevic. It goes to DCE. It goes to Sully. Sully drops it. Sully puts it down. Ueli knocks it on two. Manly drop ball first. They're out of jail this time, Sharks. It's still alive. Manly 18. The Sharks 10 4.
Well, desperation. The loser goes home, and you can feel it out there. The game has just lifted a notch. Ever since Sharks, I think, have woken up. Manly, they know if they can probably get another six-pointer before half-time, it might put the Sharks to bed. But that's very hard to say that when you're as desperate as the Sharks are.
That was a desperation tackle, MG. Had to be made.
Now, Townsend's in there. Now, what's going on? Something going on out there?
There's a bit of brouhaha in the crowd.
There's a bit of a blue on the hill over there by the looks of things.
Spade, come back.
Played back then to Brayley. And then it goes across to Johnson, and then Johnson gives it to Morris. Might be a couple of Sheilas by the looks of it. Pulling hair and swearing. 25 their own side of the halfway line. The ball is played back to Brayley. He goes left and gets it away to Williams. Williams gets the pass, then on to, I think it's Britton DeCora, and now it's Hamlin Ueli. A 15, his own side of the halfway line. Played back to Brayley again. It comes out to Townsend. It goes across to Bronson Cherry. Bronson Cherry's got to take the tackle. But it's 4 minutes and 4.5 left in this first half. Woods has it. Call for a forward pass. I don't think so. He pops it back up. It comes back to Williams. He's got a bit of room to move, this kid, Williams. And he'll play it. Tackle five just inside Manly's end. It goes across to Johnson. Up goes a high kick. It comes down. Oh, they let it bounce. They let it bounce. And it bounces luckily into touch for the Manly team.
You remember Rex Mossop, the late great Rex Mossop, and he used to say it's a high Gary Owen?
Yeah, high Gary Owen.
Was Gary Owen a...
It's a clip from a grand final. It's a high Gary Owen's bomb.
Is Gary Owen a player?
Yeah. And he kicks it, and I can't recall whether it's a Sharks or Manly.
Okay.
Anyway, somebody at home might. At MMM_NRL, they're listening to us in Italy.
Yeah, tell us about the Gary. Really?
You can speak, can you?
Matt Ingram is listening in Italy trying to
steal. Bonjour.
I can.
He says he's trying to steal an Italian newspaper. Matt Ingram, nice to have you listening in the boot of Italy.
Give us some Italian, Spud.
Spaghetti marinara.
I can only do swearing in Italian.
Good ones or bad ones?
Oh, well, and I can do some Portuguese swearing because the mother-in-law went off of me this afternoon.
Did she? She always picks on you.
He's terrible. He's terrible. Played back now to Fainu at dummy half. Ueli's got him by the throat, and he'll play at about 15, his own side of halfway. And it's still 18-4, 3.5 left on the clock. Played back then to Elliott, who got a pass to his left side of the field, and they've still got time, Manly, to go in again before half time. Played back from Sipley, it goes across to Fainu to Walker, and 10 metres inside the Sharks into the field on the last tackle. Fainu, Walker kicks in behind the Sharks defence, and who's back there? Dugan gets out of one, but the first stop
press.
So from the play, the ball now, Morris has it. But I think that maybe the Sharks would be happy, Spud, to just get in at half time.
Look at the time from Maroon. There's still three sets to go. Manly need to compress the line, as Envy said, and come out and whack these blokes and try and get a knock on out of these guys.
Okay, Townsend, and then Fecky, and Sully has him. And so too involved in the tackle was Gazevsky. Woods now with the ball, gets it away to, is it Aaron Gray? No, it's young Brayley who'll play it. Just about 12, his own side of halfway. Then it goes across now from inside the 40. There's a kick, but it goes straight down the middle. 18-4, Manly lead the Sharks. 2 minutes left in the half as the ball is with Garrick. And he turns to pass. Oh, you're going to hang on to it, this kid, Garrick. 2 minutes left in the half. Garrick has it. And 20 metres out from the Manly line, he'll play it back to Walker. Walker then goes across to Elliott. Elliott is taken, and a great tackle there by Cherry, who's in the middle of the field at the moment. And played back then to Gazevsky. and it goes across to Jake Trbojevic.
He hasn't stopped. Perpetual motion.
He's great, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a right price for the 2000s, mate. Yeah, he's a freak.
A bit of Gavin Miller about him too, isn't
he? Incredible, mate.
Walker. Parker's dropped that. He's dropped that, Parker.
First off, Manly.
Bradley Parker's dropped that.
That's a crucial mistake. A minute and a half to go on the clock. 40 metres out from the Manly line. Sharks will get the feed and six tackles to see if they can bridge this gap of 18 points to 4.
There it is. Yeah, simple error there.
The old peeky-boo. Catch the ball first, then look.
The old peeky-boo Parker.
The old peeky-boo. The permanent pass. A bit of a look.
Remember, Thunderbirds, there was a Parker, wasn't there?
Oh, how good a shot was that? Parker.
Is that the Thunderbirds?
Yeah. He was
the Pink Rolls Royce.
Lady Penelope.
Very well, m'lady.
Jewish show in our age.
Here's Brayley. And it goes across now, and it's Hamlin Ueli. Well, the other day, HR Puffin stuff was on.
Where do you go when things get rough?
HR Puffin stuff. Brayley now goes to Woods, and Woods takes it on. What position did HR Puffin stuff hold in the village? There's a trivia question. The answer is he was the mayor. 25 metres out, centre field, Brayley has it. Goes across to Townsend. Townsend to Johnson. Oh! Johnson drops it. Wow. Sean Johnson drops it. Manly 18, Sharks 4.
I'll tell you what, they lose the game. He's going to cop a hiding.
He will, mate.
They got him there for a reason, to be a ball playing, running forward, running 5'8".
Yep.
Look at this. Cool. Yeah. For someone on so much money, he should be better than that.
Well, Reedy mentioned earlier that he's going to be defined by his semi-final footy. Well, he doesn't want to be defined on tonight's game, that's for sure.
All right, well, we've got the clock stopped with 27 seconds left in the half. Manly 18 lead the Sharks 4 on the Beaumont Tiles scoreboard. Raiders 12, Melbourne 10. And controversy to come out of that game when Joey Leilua was injured in the eye by a firecracker. No problems. He took place in his part in the game. Firecracker's shown your age.
All the big talk is about apparently the short kickoff after they'd scored, and the touch judge put his flag up to say the Vunivilla was out, but he wasn't. It shows that he was in by a long, big period of space.
Trbojevic, Gazewski. Sully's got a bit of room to move here, Moses Sully. He's got it right through to Moses. He's got it to Garrick. This might be play on, but it's taken by... it's taken by Fecky as the halftime siren sounds in the background.
Moses Sully.
Wow.
And I tell you what, Sharks coach John Morris is in the box beside us. He needs to go and change his undies. We need to take an ad break. For NAB Business Banking, it's half time. Manly 18, Sharks 4 with Mark Geyer, Mark Carroll. There's not much room in this commentary box for poor old me. That's Maroon. And down on the sideline, pretty boy Brent Reed. Back with a halftime wrap for NAB Business Banking next as Triple M rocks the footy. Welcome back for NAB Business Banking, the second half of this game. And it's been the Sharkies on the wrong end of a hiding for the most part. In any case, we went to halftime with Manly leading the game 18 points to 4. I get the feeling that the Sharkies might crawl their way back in. But these blokes are the experts, and they certainly don't see it that way.
Mate, I can't believe this bloke's teeth down here. My God, he's just scared me. Mate, what about...
He's got a mask on.
Right, ain't you?
No, it's not a mask.
That's one of my kids.
Unbelievable start to the game, Maroon, as you said. No, I guarantee you, the Sharks have looked at this side and said, we've got these guys. They come out of the blocks that slow.
Yep.
Scored the first try, the Manly side. Then they put 18 real quick. Great try to score out wide by Sherry to be 18-4 going into the second half.
What a game we've had. We've had cheer girls visit us at halftime.
Full package.
And it's just been lovely.
Complacency in rugby league is usually your Achilles heel. Sharks at some times in that first half looked like they were playing in quicksand. They just couldn't. They were trying, but momentum of Manly was just, repelling them each time. And look, they've really got up. They've got it against themselves in the second half, the Sharkies. Manly... a lot will depend on these first three or four sets that Manly have in the second half. They've got to make sure they control the ball, get to a kick, get to a chase, and basically hem the Sharks in, because the Sharks have got some players in their team, i.e. Dugan, Sherry, Josh Morris. Johnson's got to pick his act up for the second half. He's got to, if they're going to win, he's going to be man of the match.
Okay, just hearing that Chad Townsend won't start the second half because of an HIA, Spud.
Right, well, as MG said, they've got some great outside backs. But, mate, if you don't go forward, MG, your back line can't do a thing. But I just think Manly have got to come out and start fast again. They've got to score first, put these guys away.
All right. Their teams are just about to come back out onto the field for the second half. Earlier today, Raiders 12 beat Melbourne 10. This will just give you a rough idea of what happens now. So after this week, two teams will drop out, two teams will rest. That gives us four teams next week. That's Souths versus the winner of this game. The other game is Melbourne versus the winner of tomorrow games. It's as clear as mud, but that's as clear as we can make it at this stage.
But what it does mean in the big picture means that to get the right to play the grand final, Melbourne will have to play the Roosters at some stage.
Yeah.
If they want to.
Yeah.
So that's the amazing thing.
Do you reckon this information would have filtrated downstairs now through the sheds of both squads?
I think so, Spud. Yes.
Yeah, okay, that's an interesting point. I often wonder that, Spud. You know, often we have in the current situation where every game, games don't clash because of TV. A game might end, like, say, last week, and you might know going into the final game that you winning or losing could mean you make the finals. Mm. So what do they tell you? Or
no, they're trying to keep it. You end up finding out. But at the end of the day, it's as we said, it's a new competition. You've got to make the top eight. Anyone from the bottom can win the comp if you turn up on your day. If you come in with one person who's complacent about who they're playing, you might have read the sheet and said, oh, we've got these blokes covered. Mate, you can tell by their performance.
All right, a Triple M underscore NRL. Doug the cabbie says, can you say good day to all the cabbies in Charlestown via Triple M Newcastle? Thank you, Dougie.
Yeah, Dougie and all.
And Uber drivers.
Everyone,
a lot of Uber drivers.
And Ubers and everyone in Newcastle.
And here come Manly out here for the second half of this game, with Manly leading the scoreboard 18 points to 4. That's thanks to the Mitsubishi Triton. You can't frighten a Triton. You can frighten Angus Crichton, but you can't frighten a Triton. You can get it in the car park. You can do doughies with one if you want. You can do a ram raid with one, but I wouldn't suggest you do that. You can help your mates move. You can do whatever you want. Just do it in a Triton.
Still yet to see Young Gun making his debut tonight. Young Ola Kawautu making his debut off the bench. And that information about Townsend not starting the second half means that Sean Johnson, the stage is set for you, my boy.
So we're going to get underway here for the second half. I notice Sharks coach John Morris is still down there on the sideline making his way up to the grandstand here.
Stay behind.
And Matty Chechen says, let's get underway, boys. Let's do it again. Triple M rock in the final series for Ream and for Maccas. Your call is here. Spud Carroll, Mark Geyer, Maroon, and we'll go down the sideline shortly and get a halftime report from pretty boy Brent Reed. As the Sharks bring it out from their own end, they trail by 14. 15 their own side of the halfway line as Brayley gets in a dummy half. Gets the pass away to Woods. Woods up toward halfway, and he'll play it about 8 metres short, and that's tackle three. As he gets up and plays it back now, a dummy half goes Brayley, and he gets a pass then on the line there where Williams will be tackled about 5 metres inside the Manly end of the field. Brayley at dummy half again, goes to Johnson. Johnson's kick in behind Elliot. Elliot had to go back for it and the chase was good. So they'll start to set Manly about 8 out from their own line. And getting into dummy half there is Walker. Now Tafua. And Tafua will be taken by Brayley and Morris as well. Now 15 metres out. On tackle two, they'll get up and play it back now to Fainu, and Fainu got it away to Parker as Triple M rocks the finals. Parker will play it 22, his own side of halfway, 18-4. We need to see a different second half from the Sharks. We really, really do, as Manly bring it up toward the halfway line, and they'll play it 15 metres short. On tackle four, back then to Fainu, Trbojevic goes across.
Good run.
Gets
good run.
A little pass out there. And it's, who is that player? Kempe getting up to play it back on the last. Across then to DCE to put a kick in behind those outside backs for the Sharks. But the Sharks have the ball safely. About 20 out from their own line. Dugan gets rid of one and then gets picked off by the head there by the Manly defender, Waddell, who's really impressed in the last couple of weeks.
It's really important the Sharks don't scoreboard chase. You know, being behind 18-4 against a team you're supposed to beat sometimes brings anxiety. They've just got to get through their sets. If they want to get back into this game, they've got to get their sets while they kick. The last set they did, and just a big chase. And this will help.
Yeah, the old piggyback. You can tell they've
tackle too, mate.
They've had a rocket put up the paint arse over the in the halftime period. I guarantee the coach. You can tell by their intensity in the second half. Certainly has picked up.
Now Morris Johnson. And then it comes out to Hamlin Ueli. We will go down to the sideline. Reedy. Oh, hang on a sec, mate. I'll come down here to just watch the end of this set out because they're already in good field position here, the Sharks. 31 out in centre field on tackle two. 2.5 gone second half. Graham. Johnson, the pass wasn't good and he was taken by Walker right in the old John Gibbs, who I might add was in here early telling us some very funny dirty jokes. Brayley goes away to Woods. Woods goes right through the gap and he'll play 11 metres out in centre field on tackle four. Left side Brayley. Graham, he threw one out to his winger Fecky. It was an intercept special. It was a Fanningham intercept that I could have taken. Anyway, Fecky takes the tackle. 10 metres out and about 20 in from touch. It's the last for the Sharks. Brayley is there. He goes to Graham. Graham goes to Johnson. Johnson's kick in behind the man of defenders. And Tafua has to take it dead. That's better from the Sharks.
A lot better.
Down on the sideline, halftime report. Here's Brent Reed.
MG, you're spot on with what John Morris said. He just said there's no need to panic. There's no rush to score points. Get back in the grind and you'll be there at the end of this game. Dez was pretty happy, obviously, so continue to do what we did. Just fix up your kicking game. The end of sets, he said they need to improve that. And Chad Townsend, I think, he obviously got clear of that HIA. 4 minutes he had to spend off the field, so he's about to come back on now.
Thank you, Reedy.
I know that he's about to come back on, but Johnson in his first half, second half, we know he had to lift his game. In the last two kicks, he's been on spot. I think he's got maybe swap around his half and 5'8". Put Johnson at number 7 and maybe Townsend at 6.
Hamlin Ueli plays it, 31 out. And the Sharkies need to be the next to score. Johnson
here he goes,
gets
again.
A little pass away from Bowler. And Tafua got him. It was what they call a hospital pass.
Let's call it a Tafua.
Played back to Johnson. And then Britton Decora, who will play at 20 metres out from the Manly line. Here they come, the Sharkies. They trail 18-4. Brayley, Woods. Woods has got Williams with him. Can't get the pass away. 11 metres out from Manly's line on tackle four. Gets up and plays it back. Brayley is there. Brayley goes back to Townsend, who's out there again. Hamlin Ueli goes right through. And he's only about half a metre out from the Manly line. It's the last, though, for the Sharkies. Brayley's there at dummy half. Brayley goes back to Johnson. Johnson, he floats one out to Aaron Gray. He must score, and he does. Aaron Gray goes over in the corner, and Matty Chechen points down to the spot, and they come back with another one. Manly, 18, Sharks 8.
As you spoke of, MG, Sean Johnson without Townsend there. He's got his hands on the ball. As you can see, he's had three great carries. Nice little depth kicks, but his vision out here. Throw a wide ball out to Gray. Inside step, right foot. First try score. They had to be the first try scorers.
Yeah, poor read there by Georgie Tafua. Come off his line. Didn't really take anyone. He kind of created the arc that Sean Johnson threw over the top of both him and Parker. A little bit of a harbour bridge. But Aaron Gray did well. He had to do a bit of work to get the ball and come inside and put the ball down on this western, southwestern side for a try. The Sharkies are back.
There he goes over in the corner. And 18-8. Sean Johnson really needs to start potting a few of these, though. But Aaron Gray, we haven't seen a lot of him in the last couple of seasons. Of course, he was a Rabbitoh originally.
With Dylan Walker, who's now an Eagle.
Yeah. And I believe they both might have come through the Marcelin College system where I was schooled back in about 1800 BC.
He's been playing for Newtown in the New South Wales Cup. We've actually covered a couple of these games, and he's been a standout.
So has he?
He's been given an opportunity. He's always been a good finisher.
Yeah, bloody hell.
Here's Sean Johnson, 5 in from touch, 20 metres back. Manly 18, Sharks 8, 6 gone second half. Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard, Triple M Rocket 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 scoreboard, Triple Finals. Footy earlier on, Raiders 12, Melbourne 10. Here comes Johnson.
He leans all the time.
Moves in. This one looks okay. This one looks nice. This one's gone right over. And it's 18-10 on the Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard. Down on the sideline, pretty boy Brent Reed.
Well, he's fair dinkum number one in the opening 5 minutes of the second half, Sean Johnson. He did in the entire opening 40 minutes of this match. His stats at halftime, 0 runs, 0 metres, 3 missed tackles. He's already run I've lost track. He's run for 5 metres already in the second half, so he's smashed that first half total, and he's got himself a try assist. He's on fire, Sean.
I can't believe all these tweets we're still getting about you. Have you had a spray tan?
Now, listen, it's the golden glow from living on the northern beaches.
It is about a one wood from here.
Yeah, I know. He's got a good life, the old Reedy.
Well, I'm from the Northern Beaches and I'm white.
You're an English
But you work for a living, Spud. That's a different
point. Yeah, true.
18 metres out. The ball is played back now to... See, the thing is, Spud, you're originally a Westie.
Yeah.
So you get out in the flannel and the Uggies. The sun can't get through the flannel and the Uggies.
I have got Ugg boots.
Oh. I saw Reedy the other day following a nice comment for the Australian on sitting on the beach without his shirt on. His speedos on.
Yeah, he would have looked lovely.
He had a Elton John, not Elton John, Olivia Newton-John headband on.
The ball is kicked the Sharks. Picked up by
Elton
Elliot.
John.
And it's Manly 18.
He probably wears
Sharks
it anyway.
10. Played back then. It comes across to Tafua.
Rocket Man.
Good move, yeah.
I thought you were going to say he's like Elton John sitting on the beach, a cold drink in one hand, a handful of nuts in the other. Ball comes across to Garrick. And Garrick will play it 25 metres out centre field. Manly 18, Sharks 10. Played back to Fainu, given to Sully. Look at this run from Moses Sully. He gets a pass back to Fainu. Back in toward the middle he comes, gets it away to Trbojevic. This is better from Manly. They lead 18-10. Eight gone, second half. What a game. Fainu is there, goes to Walker. Walker goes on DCE, it goes behind him. Parker goes back and falls on it. Johnson dives on him, and it's the last tackle, 5 metres inside the Manly end. Tafua is there, back to DCE from inside the 40. He kicks, and it'll dribble along into the arms of Dugan, who's just been so casual about it. No hurry. And Dugan will play it now, Tenney's own side of halfway. So they'll get field position here to the Sharkies. They trailed 18-0. They are now down 18-10.
They've certainly got some wind in their sail, haven't they, Maroon?
Yes, sure, absolutely. 8 metres their own side of halfway centre field. Brayley is there for the Sharks. And he got it away to Fecky. And Sasaya Fecky, he's dropped it. That could be a Maccas moment. Sasaya Fecky has dropped it on tackle two, just his own side of halfway. Manly 18, Sharks 10.
I don't know about you, MG, but it's one of my pet hates. When someone drops the ball and they want to go and give him a high five, you're kidding, aren't you?
Well, most of the other Sharks players went, oh, Fecky, me. it is a pet hate. Just leave him alone. Just let him brew for a couple of minutes and go, you realise what you just did?
Yeah, let him stew in his own juice.
Yeah, just pat him on the back and go, oh, well done. Because it wasn't well done.
Sharks side of halfway. The ball is with Dylan Walker. And Parker has it now for Manly, about 12 metres inside the Sharks' end. And that's tackle one. Fainu goes to dummy half, gets it across to DCE, and then Kepi takes it up the middle, and he'll play it 30 metres inside the Sharks' end of the field. 18-10 Manly. Fainu now comes left, goes right, hangs onto it, can't get the pass away, gets through to Uweli, straightens up, still going this kid Fainu, gets one back to DCE, who's now got a bit of room, and numbers out right, then he pops a pass back infield to Gazevsky. Gazevsky's still going. He'll play it 10 metres out from the Sharks' line. Couple in from touch. It must be tackle two, three. Now DCE. Fainu. Comes across. Gets it to Kepi. Kepi's only 10 out. And picked up and driven into the turf. 10 out from the Sharks' line. And that's tackle four. Played back now. Fainu is there. He goes left. Dylan Walker. Walker gets it away to Waddell. It's the last tackle, but I'll give you the tip. They're only 2 metres out here, Manly. Last tackle. Fainu is there. He puts the kick in. The chase is good. And Wade Graham smacks it over the dead ball line. Tyre power shot clock goes on. Manly 18, Sharks 10.
Every second play, you kept killing this guy, Fainu. How good is this kid out of dummy half?
Fantastic.
Great little deft kick. Another set of six. His passing game, NG, outstanding.
Yeah, that's why Manly were prepared to let Abby Coruscant go, who's one of the better hookers in the competition. They know this Fainu is a future leader of the club.
Can you believe we can't get the internet at Brookvale over Lotto Land? Can we ask the lady in the office if we can use the fax machine or if we can dial Triple M and find out the stats?
It's all the beaches, mate.
Send a telegram.
Get in the Bayview, mate. It's even worse.
Unbelievable. Anyway, here we are. They've finally come through on a homing pigeon here, the stats. possession, 54% to Manly.
Be a penalty?
Now, this will be a penalty, Manly. Let's have a look at this on the Coates Hire replay. What went wrong there, Spud? I was looking
at the
stats.
Woodsy. No, you can't hit the ball out of someone's hand from just playing the ball.
Take a tap.
Well, they lead 18-10. They're going to take the tap, are they?
Yeah, why not? You're 8 points in front. You might as well. Oh, they're calling from the two from the sideline.
So penalties 2-1 to Manly.
Geez, I've been impressed with this young kid. Like, I've been working with him for 5 weeks. Manny's go forward. Kepi.
Outstanding.
Ball is played back to Fainu, and it comes across to Walker. Walker gets it away to Adam Fanua-Blake.
And
he's going to get there on his own. Adam Fanua-Blake crashes over for a Manly try. Wow. And Matty Chechen points to the spot. That's a finals footy try from a kid named Adam Fanua-Blake.
Well, I love it, Maroon. We all thought it was going to go for the 2 points, but they backed themselves to go through the middle. Fanua-Blake, he's been a standout. No Kapow here tonight. Look at this. Look at the strength this guy up says. How do you take this guy head on? Great four-pointer.
That was a great run, but gee, it was soft defence from the Sharks. On your own line, you know he's going to hit and spin. That's on your tip sheet. He likes to hit and spin off his left foot. And there he goes. He spins off his left shoulder, straight through Jack Williams and Ueli and Britton Okorah over for a great try. Much needed try. After the Sharks have bounced back, Manly now have one of their own.
Well, I tell you what, you'd have a better chance trying to tackle a small car than this bloke when he winds up at Fanua-Blake. He's a big, big, big man. And they lead now 22 points to 10. I'm going to call that my skill certified moment of skill. Get to skill certified. 22-10, Manly lead the Sharks. As Triple M rocks the footy, we'll stay with the kick and then we'll go down to pretty boy Brent Reed on the sideline. Spray tan and all. Reuben Garrick moves in and pots that one right over. Manly are back to 24-10. Down we go, Brent Reed.
Well, he didn't start the second half, Adam Fanua-Blake. He'd literally only been back on the field 1 minute. He gets hold of that ball, crashes over, and the Manly will be very happy there because Des Hasler on the bench instructed them to take the 2 points. Daly overruled him, went the tap and scored the points. Yeah. And MG, in the half-time break, I did some research for you on a Gary Owen. It's actually named after an Irish rugby team that still exists, Gary Owen FC, from Limerick. In the 1920s, he used to put bombs up and hammer blokes.
Oh, there you go. Wow. There you go. All right, you were right.
Rudy, you are an unbelievable wealth of knowledge, my friend.
I thought, watching it as a kid, that Gary Owen kicked the bomb.
No, it was a Gary Owen was a type of bomb that goes up, yeah.
There's Becky. Well, we'll have to use, I should say, Sully, we'll have to use that in a sentence at some point tonight. The first one of you blokes to use it in a sentence, I will buy you a lottery ticket in the 150 mil. Ball comes back to Trbojevic, and then Walker, and then Walker will be driven back 25 metres out from the halfway line. And all you've got to do with that 150 mil is buy me a two-door HQ Monaro, and the rest is yours.
You're still about that Monaro, aren't you?
Here's a Fanua-Blake. 15, his own side of halfway. Fainu, he got it to Trbojevic, and then Kepi's gone right through, and he gets it back, but they've gone without it. Knock on Manly, knock on Manly. It ain't over till the fat lady sings, and she's not singing yet. The Sharks are still in the ball game. Manly 24, Sharks 10. Paul Gallen, you have 26 minutes of first grade rugby league left. I think
you're right. Yeah, I think you're right. The time seems to be going quicker in the second half. 25 minutes, and what a career it's been if he does bear out tonight, Paul Gallen.
Yeah. Well, they've been good, Manly. They scored the first 18 unanswered points. And a lot of Triple M underscore NRL, lots of people around Australia listening, having barbies while they listen to our call. In Dungog, Stephen Bluey, nice to have you listening while you're having a barbie there, boys. Comes across now to Hamlin Ueli.
Remember last week we were talking about fish fingers. No fish fingers this week.
No. And you
have you tried to give the 24-pack a go?
No. Spud revealed he could eat 24 fish fingers in a sitting.
That was my go-to meal as a kid.
Mate, in the air fryer, 24 with tomato sauce, boom.
Yeah, I used to put them in a bowl, chop them up, put fried tomato over the top with grated cheese and
That's like a fish finger parmesan.
That's a Westie way.
That's a gourmet meal for you when you're growing up.
It was.
When you were living on your own there. Here's Townsend's gone right through. 20 metres out and 10 in from touch. And the Sharks trail 24-10. Played back now to Brayley. Goes across then to come out to Johnson. Johnson's calling him left and right. He's like a traffic copper out there. Then Aaron Woods takes it forward. He needs to run a bit more like Adam Fanua-Blake. Played back to Brayley. Goes left, puts a kick in. The chase is very good. But grounded by Elliott. Manly 24, Sharks 10. At Triple M underscore NRL. Keep your tweets coming in. Have you ever eaten more than 24 fish fingers?
It's been a great game, hasn't it? But going back with MG and I, we come through in grade. MG got graded before me, and we ended up getting a job together down the banana factory down at Flemington Markets. And we're only supposed to be there at 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock comes, the bloke goes, mate, What do you want for lunch? I said, mate, we're supposed to be finished. He goes, no, the boss buys your food, so we got two hamburgers, 1.25 litre of Coke. He said, mate, do you guys eat like this all the time? So, mate, every day. I'll come back there.
Oh, that's gold. Anyway, the ball comes across now to Hamlin Ueli. He looks a little bit gassed, Hamlin. And he'll play. Oh, he's dropped it. He's dropped it. He's picked it up and dropped it.
Right, I'll go back to my story. Right. So we get to 11 o'clock. We're still there, and Andy goes, mate, I've had enough of this. This, get out of here. I said, sweet. So we go upstairs. I knock on the door. The boss comes. Said, mate, me and me, mate. I look at him, the shoulder. He's gone. Of course, he's done the back door.
I'll kick that down the stairs.
Right? He's ready down the stairs. He then goes to MG. He goes, mate, I thought you liked the job. He said, mate, I love the job, but I've got to drive Mark home. So I'm on the way home getting my job back. I was at Alcan back then.
Your roof,
oh, yeah. My God. Jeez, there's some sick puppies down there when they're in view.
Oh.
What about the size of bananas?
Yeah, the colour, huh? Colour blokes there like them a bit too much.
Anyway, Manly have the ball. They lead 24-10, and they have the ball just their right side of the halfway line. And play back now to Parker. Parker goes back to the middle for Dylan Walker, who gets it away then to Adam Fanua Blake. But Manly lead 24-10. With 23 minutes left in the game, it ain't over. It's a long way from over, but the Sharkies don't look interested. They don't look interested, boys.
No, nah. There's no desperation.
Now Treboy, a virtual player, just inside Sharks end. They can wrap it up.
They've got to get the feeder back out there. For goodness sake, get him out of the field.
Bainu, Daly Cherry Evans, goes out of one, comes out left, gets a pass onto Walker. Walker changes direction again and goes out right, ducks under one. Pops it back up then to Kepi, and Kepi takes the tackle 12 metres out from the Sharks line, and that must be tackle 4, I think you'll find. Played back now to Fainu and got it away to Trebojevic, and then it came out to Fanua Blake. Oh. He popped one out the back door for Sully, but I think Sully's grounded it. It's okay, Sully has it, but it's the last tackle. 15 metres inside Sharks end of the field. Played back, and it comes across to DCE, who puts a kick in.
Oh, great
behind
kick.
Left to Bronson Cherry and finds touch.
That's the difference. The kicking game has been immense. Reedy said at halftime that Desi wanted to get the kicking game back in order. Yeah, that was a great way to do it. The walk to the scrum. This time of the game, well, we've got about 15, 20 minutes to go. The worms are coming out of the grass as the forward walks to the scrummer.
And Triple M underscore NRL. Let's go down to the sideline. Brent Reed.
What about your man, Kepi, Spud? Four forwards in this game are run for 100, over 100 metres. Fanua Blake, Woods, Hamlin Ueli and Kepi.
Mate,
outstanding.
Outstanding. Great pickup, Reddy. Mate, this kid's only 20 year old. Seriously, I didn't play first grade. I was 23. MG, mate, he's the bill a lot earlier than myself. But for 20 year old kid to be running in front of a pack like the Sharks.
That's fantastic.
Penalties are two all, so only four penalties in the game.
That's been good, hasn't it? The refs have been good. Check it. I like checking as a ref.
Yeah.
Dugan takes the tackle, 10 out from his own line in centre field. And that's tackle two.
If you don't blow the whistle, the fittest team usually wins.
Here's Pryor, 20 metres out. Gets up, plays it back, comes across now.
He's your man on.
For Fafita. And 20 metres, his own side of halfway on tackle four. Then it goes out to Townsend. On to Graham. He got it away to Cherry, but Cherry's got anywhere to go. And he's going to play at 10, his own side of halfway. Last tackle, says the referee. Graham is there again. Back to Townsend to kick it from inside the 40. Straight down the middle, taken by Moses Sully. Tafua, I should say. Tafua's got a bit of room to move. Oh, geez, he's giving him a headache tonight. And he'll play at 18, his own side of halfway. 20 minutes left, Manly 24, Sharks 10.
Ooh.
The loser is out. The winner plays Souths next week at ANZ Stadium. So, Garrick has the ball. 9, his own side of halfway on tackle 3. Played back now. We've got 2-minute marker. Elliott goes to take the tackle of Townsend, and there just hasn't been the urgency up from the Sharks. Like the game's going to go for another 2 hours. Bainu, DCE. Now it comes out to Gazewski, and Gazewski's proven a handful for them.
He's been real good, hasn't he?
15 metres inside the Sharks' end of the field. Back then for Daly Cherry Evans to put up a kick. And down it comes for Fecky to take this one on the full. 18 his own side, or 18 out from his own line, I beg yours. Townsend, and then Bronson Cherry. Cherry will play at 20 his own side of halfway. Back to Brayley again, goes across to Woods. Woods floats one out to Fecky, to Johnson. Johnson goes to Nakora. Gee, he's been quiet though tonight.
Very quiet.
15 his own side of halfway, Manly 24-10. Now Woods has it. And he turns to pass. He's lost the ball. He's lost the ball.
Simple drop the ball.
Aaron Woods. Simple drop ball from Aaron Woods.
First play that I'm doing, I'm going to give him a cuddle. You're kidding.
15,495. I think that'd go close to beating the year's record, but certainly not a ground record here at Lotto Land.
I guarantee you, Marin, not many of them are left.
Not one of them left, MG.
They're loving this. Manly 14 ahead.
Let's go, fellas.
Yeah. We're going to scrum it down with Sharks to get the feed. Oh, beg your pardon, Manly to get the feed. They'll probably score here and put this to bed, I would suggest. Elliot goes out to Moses Sully. 11 metres inside the Sharks' end of the field on tackle one. Elliot again comes back to Daly Cherry Evans. Then it goes out there to Kepi, who's been good for them today.
Right.
And just inside the Sharks' end of the field, they'll play it on tackle two. But a try, he would wrap it up. Fainu, DCE, and left netter Walker. And then it comes across to the arms of Gazevsky to get it away to DCE again. He goes out right, putting the man down. Oh. And then that player taken high is Waddell.
2 points.
Taken high. Waddell taken right around the head. Just a lazy effort there from Matt Pryor, a bloke who should know better after 250 NRL games.
I just think, mate, they're buggered. They've done that much tackling. They've probably made under 300 metres less.
Oh, it wasn't much in that. It wasn't much in that. It looked a bit worse from our angle. Mm. On the coach eye replay, it was high. It was a penalty. Sufficient.
So Manly fine touch. 15 out from the Sharks line.
Here comes a big boy to make his debut. Maroon.
Sully.
Olakawa too.
And wow. The ball comes across to... Here he is.
What a moment.
Number 15 for Manly heads out there on debut. In a finally makes a debut. Walker goes to Adam Fanua Blake. And he'll play it 8 metres out. Olakawa too.
Here he comes.
Here comes big Olakawa too in the jumper number 15. And Fainu gets it away to DCE, and he's just lurking around in the background there. Olakawa too. Here he is now. Olakawa, he's going to score!
Oh,
he's first touch! It's obstruction.
Wow.
Obstruction.
Would have been the best debut ever in the history of debuts. His first touch.
Can you get a replay of that? Where was it?
Olakawa 2.
Oh, boy. Olakawa 3.
Here we go. Obstruction there, yeah, for sure.
Play on.
Yeah. Olakawa 2.
That would have been outstanding, wouldn't it?
It comes back in field now to Pryor. Olakawa 2. Play back to Brayley. Then across it comes now to Johnson. And Johnson gets it back across now to Fifita, who gets rid of one. And he gets rid of Adam Fanua Blake.
Woods has been raked after that last drop ball.
And then Johnson, Dugan, Morris. They're going nowhere.
Yeah.
They're going nowhere, the Sharkies.
Yeah.
And I think that's a forward pass.
As you said, early in the game, MG, they are so match fit for this sort of footy.
Yep.
They've been getting bashed since November. Their training sessions have been getting hammered. They're purpose built for the semi-final. This is all over.
You know what? I really hope, and I think they're going to win this game, but they're still, 15 minutes to go. But yep. I really hope that Manly fans form their way to ANZ Stadium next week when they take on the Rabbitohs. We need a big crowd there.
I tell you what, look at that Olakawa too. He's a
throwback, isn't he?
He's an imposing.
He's like a rugby union player with that strapping on his legs.
Imposing figure.
He's a man mountain.
Look at him there. 5 metres, his own side of the halfway line. He looks like he should be standing at the door at the Maddow Pub. Comes across now for Parker.
He might.
He will.
Actually, he's picked up. He's got Bowflex strap, like, you know, they're doing the line, or the throw outs, where they pull that gun.
And the ball comes across now to Dylan Walker. And he's going to get up and play it back now. 15 metres inside Sharks' end. Here it comes out to Fanua Blake to get it away to DCE. He's cut right through DCE. He needs support. He finds it in Gazevsky. Gazevsky is stopped 1 metre short of the try line. He gets up and plays it back 1 metre short. Back to Fainu. DCE. Olakawa Tau. Here he goes. Olakawa Tau. He goes bum first into him. and he'll take a tackle. 2 metres out from the Sharks line, right in front of the posts on tackle five. Vainu, DCE's kick is beautiful. Dugan backs it over the dead ball line. Manly 24, Sharks 10, 14 to go.
That's certainly been the difference. The kick game has been unbelievable from Cherry. His depth of kicks have been outstanding. His catch a pass here, overhead pass.
Short drop out.
They got to try everything, MG, don't they?
Yeah. Well, it doesn't look like the show. There's time out, I think, for someone injured in the end goal. Might be Josh Dugan.
Five power shot clock is on. As you say, the clock stopped. 13:45 to go. Manly 24, Sharks 10. And Dugan is down on his haunches, on his bum, getting something treated. Keeping our eyes on this big fella, Olakawatau on debut. Hamoli Olakawatau. That's a big name. That's a big name I had to learn all day. I was coming over the Sydney Harbour Bridge saying Hamoli Olakawatau.
Outstanding. His pronunciation is perfect.
Hamoli Olakawatau. Here we go. Five power shot clock's on now. There's the drop out. It's a short one. It's about 15 metres. Batted back. Straight into the arms of Fainu. Fainu has it for Manly. 9 metres out. 10 in from touch. Tackle one. Manly go on the attack. Played back to Trbojevic. Goes across to DCE. Gets out of a tackle. Turns it back to Sully. Sully down the sideline. He's only 4 metres out. They'll wrap this up here, Manly, if they haven't already. So this means 13 to go. Played back to Garrick. Sent across to DCE. Olakawatau. Here he goes. Cowabunga, dude. Straight into him. And he's 5 metres out from the Sharks line. 13 minutes left for Paul Gallen, I would say. Now Fainu, DCE, Fanua Blake gets the pass then on to Waddell. And Waddell's only 5 out from the Sharks line on tackle 4. Then we go from Elliott to Dealey Cherry Evans. And then it goes out there to Dylan Walker. He stops and goes again, and Cherry stops him. 2 metres out from the Sharks line. Last tackle, says the referee. Played back to Fainu, kicks it in the end goal. Dugan's got it. Dugan brings it back into the field of play. It's now or never, Sharkies fans, but it's 24-10 Manly. You just can't frighten the Mitsubishi Triton.
Especially when there's a bloke called Angus Crichton.
Down on the sideline, here he is, Brent Reid.
Well, Spot, I think you mentioned Daly Cherrins before the game and said he has to control it. This has been a masterclass from Daly today. He's completely outstripped the Cronulla halves. He's been brilliant, Daly.
Yeah, he's been the man of the match, Rudy.
Now this is Fafita, then on to Sean Johnson. He puts a little kick in. How's the chase on it? The chase is good. Aaron Gray gets there and then drops it over the side.
He dropped his lollies.
He dropped his bag of mixed lollies over the sideline. And that's going to be your Macca's moment. I'm not loving it, because that will be, I think, friends, the ball game. The way the night has gone for the Sharks, South fans, beware a bloke named Daly Cherry Evans. He's coming to visit you next weekend.
Yeah, but as I said, forwards win matches like this, MG, but for Noah Blake, but look at this. He's unbelievable. Perpetual motion. Jake Trbojevic, 18 carries, 35 tackles, Maroon. Yeah, we've got 10 minutes to go.
What you're getting in South Sydney next week is a team full of want, and they've got nothing to lose.
No.
And they're just going to give it. They're going to give it everything they've got, because they believe in each other. They believe in what their coach says to them, and that's hard to beat.
24-10 on the Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard. Fainu gets it back to Sully, and 11 and a half minutes left in this game. Right on the halfway line is where you'll find that the Sharks force the tackle on Sully. He'll get up and play it back to Fainu. It comes back in field to DCE, then Adam Fanua Blake, taken by Pryor, 10 metres inside the Sharks' end. 11 minutes left in this ball game. Manly 24-10, and they'll get up and play it back now very slowly. No hurry to it at all. It comes across now for DCE, who offloads it then to Walker. Walker goes across to Waddell. Waddell to Parker. Tafua's got a bit of room to move. He steps back inside, puts the fend on, but they hang on to him and pull him down about 18 metres inside, or 18 out from the Sharks' line. Walker, Fainu, he fooled everyone. Jake Trbojevic puts it down. Now they start to look a little bit more desperate, the Sharkies, as it comes out across from Johnson to Aaron Gray, and he's going to wish he was back playing at Henson Park for the Newdown Jets, because it's just not been his night either. Now Morris goes across field. He's covered
great
for
hit.
He's got, sorry, Spud.
Great hit.
through Triple M Newcastle, Bundaberg Orange, and of course Hit FM Dubbo. the home of Piperinello. As it comes across now, finally a line break. The ball comes back inside. But the pass was forward. The pass was forward. Back on the inside from Capewell. And the pass went forward from Capewell to Townsend. 10 to go. Manly 24, Sharks 10. The Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard.
They're trying everything out. Desperation pass there. Forward pass. Gallon on the sideline, putting his arms up, raising. So he's getting to, he's going to have his finale. Last 10 minutes of rugby league. Was he 38?
Yep.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Made his debut in NRL in 2001.
Yeah.
Wow.
Year after I retired.
Wow.
Ball in.
Deez.
Out. We're good.
And the ball comes across now.
Touch.
And nobody's looking.
Pinball machine.
Now, what, did that hit an official?
No, I think it just hit it. Manly.
It was a knock-on.
Okay.
And then accident in the
side. Oh, knock-on from Sharks.
Knock-on Sharks, Manly feed. 10 metres inside the Sharks, out of the field at Triple M underscore NRL. Bo's listening in Newcastle. He says, Spud, I want to put some weight on. I can't afford a chicken today, a chicken a day. Will a kilo of Devon do?
Oh, how good's Devon?
Oh, Devon's cool.
Devon sent. No, but seriously, what you do, you wait till about 6 p.m., get down to Coles, they're half price. So you pick up a full chicken for $5.
Yeah.
Right, and eat the whole lot. A whole lot, skin and everything.
And just chew away on the bones.
Oh, no, the bones, man, they won't. Yeah, they'll come out.
Oh, look. Lakawa Tau. He's going to play it now. 15 metres out. Back to Fainu. Out of dummy half. No, it's Coruscant back on the field now. The 2014 grand final hero.
Wow.
12 out centre field. Tackle 2. Played back now to Elliott. It goes across to Trbojevic. Throws the dummy. And can't get out of the tackle. And he's going to play it about 3 metres out from the Sharks' line. And gets up and plays it back to Coruscant again. And then I think it's come out along the line to Olakawa Tau. He gets up and plays it back again to Coruscant. And then it goes across to Daly Cherry Evans. Then on to Elliott. That's a try. That's a ball game. That's the ball game. Manly 28-10. 9 to go. Manly 28, Sharks 10. We'll see him at ANZ Stadium next week versus the Rabbitohs, MG. It was fun.
Things are a lot about the way Manly have played. They've ran two hookers today, two little blokes. Coruscant's going to come on. He's variation out wide. But Cherry again. What about the bullet pass? Inside ball. And great put down.
Elliott, great work. It was just good play for Manly. Kajewski's been a big one. Had a massive game tonight. Elliott's been safe as a bank. I wonder why last week did the experiment. Yeah. Maybe because he knew that he had another chance. He wanted to see Kajewski at fullback. But Elliott was on the wing last week against Mika Sivo.
Unbelievable.
And tonight has been one of their stars at fullback, safe as the bank. All these young guns, Kepi, Waddell, Kajewski, a star tonight. Off the bench, Olakawa to Sipley, Fanu, Perrott. You've done your club proud.
If you look at all the stats, MG, all the forwards have made over 100 metres each. As we say, if you can lay a platform, you can have the best back one in the world. And then you can see, it's probably one of the best games I've seen Cherry play.
28 points to 10. The Sharks leaving early. The Sharks fans, which is going to be good for us because we're going to head back that way ourselves. So let's just get a little bit rid of the crowd. 28 points to 10. There's no coming back from here. And the Manly fans are giving them a high five. And one bloke's got his false teeth out waving them.
Oh, how good. I love the crowd. Look at them waving them. Bye-bye.
28-10.
Wish me luck as you wave me goodbye. Cheerio. Yeah.
Actually, one of my pet hates, Maroon.
You got a lot of pet hates, I've discovered.
Have a look at the posts. Where are the flags?
28 points to 10.
Where are the flags going to?
I don't know. How can you tell if there's a breach out there?
The kick from Garrick sweeps around no
goal. So if he had flags on top, he'd know where to kick.
Manly 28, Sharks 10 down to the sideline. Pretty boy Brent Reed.
Well, this has been a pretty insipid end to Cronulla's season, hasn't it?
Very
much. Missed tackle count, 39 missed tackles. Yeah. I mean, that's shocking.
Yeah. No excuse for that. That's just attitude. They come here tonight thinking all they had to do was turn up and win.
Yeah.
And guess what? Doesn't work that way in semi-final footy.
28 points to 10. Manly without a Tommy Turbo, without Tapau, without Paseka, without Thompson. And they've put the cleaners through the Sharkies side. Short kick off. I don't know what that's going to do, but let's keep an eye on Paul Gallen in his last
field goal.
6.5 minutes of football. He's likely to make a comeback, the Gal. Here he goes. puts a charge on and he's going to play it. We'll get the gal clock on. 6 minutes and 24 seconds left. Played back now to Brayley. Goes across to Johnson. Johnson to Britton Nakora. Nakora steps out of one, steps out of two. And then he goes out left. Shepherd. And that boy's showing their age. They're calling it a Shepherd.
The old-fashioned Shepherd. Remember, we used to put our arms up in the air and some ran behind us.
21 metres back. Townsend goes to Gallen. And Gal gets out of one. I'm going to be emceeing Gal's testimonial. Who's going along to that?
Yeah.
15 out from the Manly line. And now Townsend changes direction. Puts the pace on. 9 out from the Manly line. 5:49 seconds left. And played back now to Brayley. Goes left to Johnson. Johnson then back infield. Goes across to Fifita. Fifita puts the kick in for Morris. But gorgeous George Tafua bats it into the dead ball area. And we'll come back for the goal line dropout. Tyre Power shot clock goes on again. Manly 28, Sharks 10. You can't frighten a Mitsubishi Triton.
Tell you what, Maroon, I reckon when you do Gallen's testimonial, you should get Johnny Gibbs to do the jokes.
I think we should.
That's a good job.
That one he told about his friend with the parents. And it was Springfield. They were a little bit bawdy, though, weren't they? A little bit rude.
Oh, yeah, but that's what you get when you...
There's the kick. And taken there by Capel. Well, next time we do a function, us three, we'll have to get Gibbsy along.
Let's do it.
Here's Capel. Gets out of one. Capel gets out of two. Then back in. No, he's still going.
He should have played all night. I don't know why he's only played about 10 minutes all night.
And then the ball out of dummy half. They'll take the tackle 25 metres out from the Manly line and 10 in from touch. He gets up and plays it back to come across then to Townsend, who got it away to Gallen. And here goes Paul Gallen. 4 minutes and 40 seconds of NRL left for Gal. And he'll play it right in front of the posts. Gets up and plays it back to Brayley. That goes out then to Townsend. Townsend got a little pass away to Dugan, and he's passed it on to Parker. Did we hear a little whisper on the week through the week on your show, MG, that there might be a whisper that Sharks want to offload Dugan?
Yeah, it's we have a bloke called the Winemaker comes on, and he said that maybe Matt Moylan as well.
Yeah.
To the West Tigers.
And he'll play at 15 their own side of the halfway line. He shouldn't be the winemaker, that bloke. They should call him the wine drinker. I think he's drinking it by the scooter.
Because he hears it through the grapevine.
Desi would be absolutely ecstatic with this one. We've got 4 minutes to go. The whole amount on the line like that. Maroon?
Yep.
As I said, they play the 80 minutes, mate.
Last tackle, played back to Elliott. Goes across to DCE. DCE puts the kick in.
What's the half-time score?
18-4. So Manly 28-10. As Triple M rocks the footy. And Triple M _NRL. Ralph reports the Woolies at Cowra are still selling chickens for $12. So there goes your theory.
What time?
But
now? Well, don't go there.
Who was that, mate? Who was the bloke we spoke to earlier about the... It was a Dubbo? About the ice cream cones?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where's the ice cream?
He'll be going to Woolies tonight to get some cheese, I'll bet you.
He'll be going to get some Tim Tams and maybe frozen pizza and some cereal, depending on how he's feeling at the moment.
And some clear eyes.
Have a go at this, boys. Look, 3 minutes to go. There's 3 minutes to go. Oh, and there's still 13,000 people here.
Oh, yeah. The only people left are about 200 Sharks aboard.
It's Fifita. And Fifita will take the tackle. And he'll play at 20 metres, his own side of halfway.
There's a vacant patch on the top of the hill there. Is that where the asbestos was?
I think so.
And it goes across to Gallen. And Gallen's going to play it. 2.5 minutes of NRL left for Gal. And I think he's got an HIA. Has he, Gal?
We've been told to stop the game.
Oh, it's somebody else.
We have been told to stop the game.
We've stopped the game. And it's Dylan Walker, HIA assessment. There he goes, Dylan.
Good game.
He's been fantastic.
Very impressive.
Yeah, he's knuckled down and he's been one of the stars of Manly this year.
Yeah, Des has been good for Dylan.
I think him getting his hands on the ball a lot more, MG, has been a lot better for his game.
Yeah.
He's potent out the centres, but with his... He's got great ball control. Bit of a deft little kick, but he's good in the defence.
Now this is Capel with 2 minutes left in this game. Townsend goes to Nakora. Nakora holds on to it and he'll be tackled there by... That man, Ulukawatai, who will play it back now there to Brayley, who goes across to Townsend. Little kick for Morris. Morris regathers the ball. Passes it back inside to Sean Johnson. Johnson back to Morris, and they get a try with two to go. And that was nice to watch.
What did they do that all game?
Yeah.
Try things like they wait till they're behind by 20. It's
28 points to 14.
That was a great way to end for the Sharks. Johnson shows his class. A little chip over the top for Josh Morris, who's coming through, catches on the full. Back to
Morris, Scott, Johnson.
Yeah. Johnson, and then over for Josh Morris for another try.
All too late, mate. All too late.
28-16. This score flatters the Sharks
a
little bit.
I was going to say, it was 28-10. I thought it was a bit of a touch-up.
Yeah.
Now 28-16. Yeah, that would be disappointing. You see by Manly, they're just taking their time now to walk back.
15 tries for the old stager there, Josh Morris. And he gets a little ball to Johnson, comes back. It was no question a skill certified moment of skill.
Fantastic skill.
Just too little, too late.
To all those players that were missing tonight, Maroon, how many are a chance maybe? Thompson a chance, mate? Like, remember the old Mal Meninga arm? He used to have that big yard.
Power's back, isn't he? He's only got one.
He's back.
So he's back.
Yep.
Joel Thompson, maybe.
Joel Thompson, that's what I'm saying, mate. He's got a broken arm, but, mate, he's a tough guy.
Webke played in Grand Final with a broken arm.
Exactly right.
Boys, but look at the job that Waddell and Zevsky have done.
But can they do it 2 weeks in a row at this level? You've got Tommy Turbo's gone. Sirenin, maybe.
I think Sirenin's gone for the year, mate.
Okay.
Yeah, he's gone too. Yeah.
Here we go again.
Here comes out now. They're going to try and score a length of the field, and now Aaron Gray takes the tackle. 1 minute 15 to go, boys. What about your Mungle Boots man of the match?
I can't get a Cherry. Cherry Evans.
Yeah.
Oh, now Fifita throws one out to Cherry on the wing. Cherry comes out, and Cherry's taken by Sully. And who did you give it to, boys? Cherry Evans?
Cherry, I think his kicking game has been the difference of the game.
Oh, he's controlled it beautifully.
Yeah.
What about Reedy? What's Reedy think?
Down the sideline, Brett Reed.
Yeah, I think Daly Cherry Evans is the man of the match for me.
What's your column going to be about tomorrow, Reedy?
I'm not doing one tomorrow, MG, but I'll be doing it all night, I reckon. Probably Cherry, Fanua Blake, unbelievable.
Fanua Blake's where he's...
So really, we've had two games of upsets.
Is he New South Welshman, Fanua Blake?
He is, yeah. I'm pretty sure. Well, actually, I think he's played for Tonga. I think he's a Tongan, and he's playing for Tonga at the moment, but I think he is qualified as a New South Welshman. Yeah.
Oh, here's Nakora. He's Nakora. He's doing a Michael Jackson moonwalk at the moment. Then he's onside a half
play. Look at me, the Blue Disco in 1985.
Comes across to Gallen, and this will be Gal's last official run in the NRL as he takes the fifth tackle. That was the last play for Paul Gallen. Back now to Townsend. Throws one across now here to Dugan. Dugan tries
Dugan
throws a speculator back and taken by Nakora. And Nakora's taken, but he throws one back to Johnson. And Johnson's going to go up the sideline and kick it. And it's batted into touch there by Parker. And the ball game is over. Man. The Sharks are finished for 2019. Manly will go on and play South next week. South's Manly is the first one we know officially. South's Manly next week. Melbourne will play the winner of Parramatta Brisbane. There's our first official upset, I think you could call it, MP.
That's a major upset. That is a major upset. I think the Raiders was an upset over the Storm, but this is even a bigger one. No one predicted Manly to beat Sharks tonight with such a depleted Manly outfit. Look, on their home deck, they had a chance because of their record here, but after the Sharks, what they did, you know, what they've done against the Tigers last Sunday, we thought, okay, they're back on the bike and they're riding it with full gear power. But tonight they were ambushed by Manly, who started the game fantastically. Just enthusiasm just won the game, Spud.
Yeah, they blew them away in the first 20 minutes, MG. They took the first 5 minutes of them. They were full of steam, the Cronulla Sharks, but... There's he has it. What he's done for this side, for these young kids who've made their debut in front of such a hostile crowd, first on wearing the colours of Manly, they won't let him down. And now they're playing semi-final footy. As I said, mate, anyone in this comp can win this.